This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The number of evictions filed in Denver is back above pre-pandemic levels. In January, the city saw more than 1,000 evictions. That's nearly double the number of evictions in Denver in 2022. City and state programs that kept people housed in the last few years have shut out new applicants as pandemic emergency funding has dried up. A proposed railway project that would ship crude oil through the state faces new opposition. CPR Sam Brash reports it comes from Republican commissioners in Grand County.
The 88-mile Uinta Railway would link Utah oil fields with the National Rail Network. That means new trains full of waxy crude along the Colorado River and other waterways. Local governments along the route, like Eagle County, have sued to stop the project, saying it imperils national climate goals and local water quality. Republicans in Grand County have now signaled their opposition in a letter to Governor Jared Polis. They want a plan for a potential spill. A spokesperson for the governor's office says it'll pass those concerns to the federal government. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A couple accused of running a tree trimming scam was indicted on 51 counts by a grand jury Wednesday. CPR's Justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Joseph and Amelia Tyler allegedly used manipulative tactics and repeatedly stole money from older Coloradans, many who were over 80 years old. According to the indictment, the couple would show up to a residence and offer tree trimming or home repair services for varying amounts of money. Amelia would leave to cash the person's check while her husband continued the trimming or repair job. The two would give an excuse and leave, promising to come back, but often wouldn't return. At least 50 people fell victim to the scams between 2020 and 2022. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.